Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast, we're going to be trying to understand the lyrics of a really famous song. And today's song is Don't You Want Me by the Human League. I'm sure you know this song. If you aren't sure you know it, then I recommend you just go to YouTube or Spotify or whatever you have and just type in Don't You Want Me by the Human League. I'm sure you'll recognize it. So just have a listen to it. We're going to look at the lyrics. First of all, the meaning of the song, what it's about. Well, it's a song about a man who falls in love with a cocktail waitress. He helps to turn her into a star, maybe in a famous singer or a famous actress or whatever. But then their love turns sour. It all goes wrong. So let's have a look at the lyrics. So we'll start right from the beginning of the song. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. So first of all, I'm going to just break down the grammar a little bit. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That is the past continuous. And we use the past continuous because there is an interruption. Something happened during this long action. And that interruption is, I met you. So you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when, interruption, I met you. And then the next part, I picked you out, I shook you up, and turned you around, turned you into someone new. So let's have a look at those phrasal verbs. Got a few phrasal verbs there. To pick someone out is to choose someone, to select someone. So I picked you out, I shook you up. So shook is the past of shake. So to shake someone up means to put life into someone. So I shook you up and turned you around. And this means to change someone's fortunes or to reverse their luck. It could also be to turn something around. And that means to change the situation from negative to positive. For example, I was doing really badly, but I managed to turn my life around. Okay, so I picked you out, I shook you up, and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now, 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. So what does that mean? Here's a phrase, to have the world at your feet. Well, this means you have many opportunities to do great things. So he's saying that now, thanks to this man, this woman has an opportunity to really do great things. She's a superstar now. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now. And I can put you back down too. And this means I made you a star. And so I also can take that away from you. So it's a little bit of a threat. I think the guys are quite bitter about what's happened. And then the pre-chorus says, don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's much too late to find. You think you've changed your mind. You'd better change it back or we will both be sorry. So yeah, he's really quite bitter at this point. Notice there a really nice structure. You had better change it back. He said you'd better change it back. And if I say you had better, this is another way of saying you should. It's when you're giving advice. You had better do this. Strong advice. You had better change it back. Change your mind. So I want you to see me again. And love me again, or we will both be sorry. So I'll be sorry because obviously I'll be sad, and you'll be sorry because I will ruin you and your career. And then the chorus, don't you want me, baby? And then the girl singer comes in and she sings, I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. That much is true. But even then, I knew I'd find a much better place either with or without you. So here she's really saying, even when we met, I knew that I could have great success. So really, she's not giving him any credit for her becoming a star. So this is her side of the story. It continues, the 5 years we have had have been such good times. I still love you. I continue to love you. But now I think it's time I live my life on my own. I guess it's just what I must do. And that's really the song. So it's quite a simple idea. It's quite a fun little song. Apparently, the singer and songwriter, Phil Oakey, wrote this song after seeing something in a magazine about this type of story. So quite a nice song. And those are the lyrics. I think it's a nice way of improving your English to study song lyrics. And hopefully you found this quite helpful for you. And now you know this song really well, the meaning of the song and also the words. So maybe even try to learn the words of this song, if you like it, of course. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it a little bit different, enjoyable. I hope you like the song as well. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts or you would like to take some classes online with me, you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.